PFT Media.
Welcome to Orlando Opinions with editor of the Daily City, Mark Baratelli.
Hey, I'm Mark Baratelli, and once again, I'm here to share my unpopular opinions about the city of Orlando. So let's get started. Visit Orlando, Mayor Teresa Jacobs, a bunch of non-black people, and John Reif have taken upon themselves to crowdsource the answer to a question nobody asked. What is Orlando's signature dish? The thought came to Jacobs when she was traveling. Many major cities have a food they're known for. Philly cheesesteaks, New York City pizza, Chicago deep dish. But what about Orlando? Asked no one. Visit Orlando was responsible for the list of invitees to the planning meeting, according to Orange County Information Officer Carrie Proudfit. She told the Daily City, quote, I believe Visit Orlando coordinated with guests attending this specific meeting. In terms of the original outreach to restaurants, it is also my understanding that Visit Orlando took the lead on those efforts. Well, there were no black people. They showed the meeting in a promo video, and no black people. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. Since all the faces are facing away from the camera in the video of the meeting, there may have been an even less diverse invited audience. The group of hotel chefs and the same white faces we see every time the topic of food is needed to brand our city so Amazon will gift us with jobs, sat in a walled-off room with no windows as pearl-necklaced Jacobs held court. They devised the idea that rather than just pick the dish themselves, let the people vote, or let it happen organically, they'd pick a theme, honey, and each make a dessert centered around the theme. To see these desserts they came up with, go to visitorlando.com/dish. And to be clear, any restaurant can create a dish and enter, and there is enter into this contest. I have to make an apology. I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I think black people and minorities deserve a place at the table when large topics like this are discussed. I asked the county directly for the official list of attendees to the planning meeting, and the companies these people are working for reveals that this effort not only is not inclusive, but it has nothing to do with small business. It's all hotels and theme park restaurants and stupidity. So this Orlando signature dish sham is just about those businesses and not local ones. So it's not diverse and it's not local. It is idiocy. You suck, Orange County, and you suck, Visit Orlando. Thank you, damn it. You're welcome. Next story.
I have a confession to make.
Lake Nona is the new downtown Orlando. It's the area where Amazon should go. Micro apartments will flourish. A mega lagoon will be built. And all that medical and sports stuff is doing whatever. It's the epicenter of our city's change, the end-all, be-all, the alpha, and the omega. So it only makes sense that the only area of Orlando Walmart has deigned worthy of placing its newest technology is Lake Nona. What they're testing is called Scan and Go. It works both on personal smartphones and Walmart-provided handheld devices, or what I like to call wands. Customers are greeted on their way into the store by a large bank of these Scan and Go wands. And new digital produce scales have been added to make scanning weighable items easier. So exactly how does Scan and Go work? You pick up the wand, you go through the store, as you're shopping, you scan the items, you put them in your cart. Now, if you're smart, you'll grab a couple Walmart bags and you'll put the items into the bag. So you walk around the store, you shop, you finish your shopping, you go to the Scan and Go exits, your stuff is already bagged, your stuff is already scanned, you walk up to one of the machines, you scan a barcode, it loads up all your items, and you can pay right there, and you exit. Now here is, okay, so I have given this idea to multiple people, and nobody likes it, so of course I'm going to include it on the podcast. What I would like to see that they don't do is this. I want to walk in, grab a wand, or you can use the app, go around, scan all the items that I want. No cart, no bag. All right? And I go, okay, I want this, I want this, I want this. I go to the checkout, I pay. Then that stuff is delivered at a time that I want it to be delivered to my house. Now, a lot of people say, well, most people want to buy their groceries, go home, and then cook something. Well, this is for people who don't want to do that. This is for people who, you know, happen to be in the area and go, oh, yeah, I need paper towels, this, 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 and this. But I don't need it right now. And what this does, this is very luxurious to me. This is almost like, you know, walking, like you're a king of, you're the king of Siam. You're the king of Walmart. You go, I want this, 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 this. Here's my money. Deliver it at 2 p.m. tomorrow. And you walk out. You don't have to bag. You don't have to take the groceries out of the store, put them in your car, drive home, take them out of your car, take the groceries out of the bag. And you're like, why am I doing this? I'm not a slave. But I am a slave to fashion, I have to admit. This allows you to just, all the stuff goes directly to your house, and then you do have to unbag, but that's very simple. Now, do I suggest that you take a drive out there and see all this magical nonsense yourself? No. If you are a fan of retail design and technology and how stores and retail and grocery stores are changing and evolving, especially because of Amazon buying Whole Foods and Publix shaking in their boots and all these grocery delivery companies coming out of nowhere, then if you're into that, then yes, I do suggest going and checking it out. But again, if you're not into that, don't waste your time. The city of Orlando announced that it will be transforming a vacant lot at the corner of Orange and Robinson downtown into a, quote, modern, interactive public gathering space. This announcement initiates the process to start design and construction. The area will serve a range of uses, including providing open space, unique retail and eating space, multimedia viewing space, and an impromptu performance space. The project is part of the City of Orlando's investment of approximately $65 million into neighborhood infrastructure improvements. The funding will come from a variety of sources, including the Stormwater Fund, Community Redevelopment Agency Fund, and the issuance of a capital improvement bond. This dedicated funding will not increase the city's annual general fund debt service obligation. This project, along with all of the projects in this $65 million project, is welcome, because downtown is a visual hell hole, and we need something creative, smart, architectural that we can look at. Well-designed parks, to me, are architectural. A park is a manipulation of space and how the park interacts visually with the surrounding area. Does it fit? Does the park transition from the tall office building that's next to it? How does it interact with the empty lot on the other side and the two roads on the other two sides? We need visual beauty downtown. Otherwise, it is a barren, disgusting, vile hellhole that you drive through and go away. Unless, of course, Bruno Mars is in concert, then you go park for $20 next to Amway. Orlando bus riders with smartphones will no longer have to wonder about their bus's arrival time and location as they stand next to street signs with no shade or protection from rain and no garbage cans. The Central Florida Regional Transportation Authority, otherwise known as LINX, announced the launch of a new system-wide real-time app called LINX Bus Tracker. Customers using the new app will have the following advantages: see in real time where the bus is, track their bus at each stop before it arrives, and view estimated arrival times by clicking on their stops. How many bus riders actually have a smartphone? I asked LINX 3 times, and they won't answer. I also asked LINX if they did a survey to find out how many riders actually have a smartphone. They won't answer. My point is this. How many people riding the bus actually have a smartphone? So how many people are going to be serviced by this new app? What I think this is one in several steps of trying to convince sort of this millennial, middle to upper class audience in Orlando to ride these buses. I don't think this app serves anybody, because if they would reveal the percentage of riders that have smartphones, and I think it's going to be a low number, it would reveal that this is not benefiting anybody who actually rides the bus. So kudos for you for developing an app that none of your current riders will benefit from. LINX, you're horrible. Thank you for listening once again to Orlando Opinions. You can follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at The Daily City, or go to our website at thedailycity.com. I'm Mark Baratelli, and remember, #Orlando is wonderful.
A PFT Media production.